No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. Caught up in the middle of it. Justin Timberlake continues to pound out the hits. He can just walk downstairs on a guitar for 6 minutes and talk to some guy with a beard who's also playing a guitar. Because his name's in there somewhere. Clayton, maybe? I can't remember. No, I can't help myself. Whatever. You hear some songs on the radio, you like them. Justin Timberlake, you know, the start of the video, if you haven't heard that song, seen that video, videos are movies now. These videos are all like, it's a film by Christopher Martin has partnered with McDougal Fry in this short film. Caught up in the middle, whatever. Justin Timberlake's just walking downstairs playing a guitar, saying the same three sentences over and over and over again, and it works. I can drive to it. Anyway, moving on. That's our musical number for the day. I have a problem. So it's time to pod. It's March 10th, 9:53 probably p.m. Pretty close. I'm back in our nation's capital. Or around that area anyway. So, all right, so I have a problem. I wanted to watch some hockey. Got home from playing some hockey last night. We'll be editing a video of the Ers versus Bruins game at Fairfax Ice Arena that I made last night. When you leave Fort Lauderdale at 12:30 p.m., you drive straight to the Fairfax Ice Arena in Fairfax and play a men's league game at 10:40 p.m. the same day. I left early in the morning on Friday morning, make a hockey game. And I got there in the middle of the first period, got dressed, got out there, played like crap, but we won. So there will be highlights of that game coming soon. No, here's the problem I have. I came home from, a night of other stuff, but I played hockey last night. Wanted to watch the Rangers Panthers game. I'm becoming a Florida Panthers fan, spending so much time in Florida. And so I go to turn on the game on my phone and send it to my TV because this is like 21st century. Whatcha? I just like slingshot video all over the place. I should walk around with a Chromecast in my pocket and just plug it into your TV when you're not looking. And then I can start whizzing stuff right on the television. You can turn TVs on with that. I did that today. Wanted to throw that video up of caught up in the middle of it. You got to say something. Say something. I'm not gonna scream. I hope it's not early in the morning and I hurt your ears. Say something. He's good. It's a good song. For listen to it, you'll get sick of it in like 8 minutes, but it's okay for now. Okay. I wanted to watch the hockey game on my phone to slingshot it. Whoa. King, fling some video right on the television just for fun, and bleh, can't log in to NHL.com. I'm like, all right, I think I downloaded updates or someone's commandeering my phone, God knows, whatever. So I can't log in to NHL. So I go to type in my password, request the password, blah, ba-ding, click the link, go to set up a new password. Normal procedure, right? Everyone's got to do it. What life do you live that you've never had to reset a password and create a new password on the spot? That's today's America. Sorry, I'm unwinding a monitor, moving a desktop around. So it's just setting up a simple new password. Not a big deal, right? Well, all of a sudden, something happened. I just realized it. And NHL.com, and a parent company of them, who I believe is Google, actually. I think I pay Google $24.99 a month to watch all the hockey games that are out of market that are never on national television. God, that sucks. You can only get like weird Arizona Coyotes versus St. Louis Blues games or something. That's like the only thing you can get, and you're like, even though you're supposed to have the whole season. That's not totally true. You can get most games, but I would have been able to get the Ranger game, I think. Now, so I can't set up a new password like normal all of a sudden. And that's why I brought up Google, because Google is, I'm pretty sure that's Google is own pan. So Google all of a sudden said, hey, guess what, Ken? And probably guess what, America and the world? Hey, if you want to set up a password for something that someone else can guess, the artificial intelligence in terms of brute force or password guessing or whatever have become so strong that your old BS password that maybe had one character and a number or two, or whatever, that was a normal word, is not good anymore. Every password is dead if it's within probably 8 characters now. It's my guess. So it's like you got to create a new password, right? No big whoop. Okay, I'll just get a little more complex. I'm a human. All right, maybe I'll add a number over here. Maybe I'll put a word over here. And I keep getting, not good enough. What? I'm like, I forgot the word I just even typed in right now, and you're telling me it's not good enough? They're like, nope, sorry. I finally got to one that was acceptable. branching off of a password that I use, right? That's what I was thinking, right? Guess you can't do that anymore. But then I started just going with random words. I was like, all right, let's see. All right, Google password attempt smacker downer. All right, let's do it. Game's on. All right, I'll come up with something complex. Now, I didn't spend too much time on it because I got annoyed because I wanted to watch the damn game and the game's in overtime. So I kind of was like, you know what? I need to pot about this because I'm pissed. So what is happening here is, and this is what we're all going to have to deal with now with robots taking over. We are getting marginalized as human beings, and our intelligence is now being quantified in our access to information. So if I am too stupid to come up with a password that, one, works, that they accept, and two, that I can remember, continue to use, right? Although you're just going to want to save it anyway, but at least getting it in this one time, I've got to put in a more complex thing. And by the way, that's only limited by the strength in the reset procedure, because sending someone an email and having them change it is the weakness in the situation. So no matter how complex the password is, the override process is still the same, which is why this is pissing me off, Google. Like, you should let me make my password like Y, just whatever, blank. Well, what's the most common one is always like boner or something. It's always something ridiculous. Now, I'm going to come up with some, well, if it's going to be a game right now, and not, I'll talk about the game in a second, how we come up with the password, but not only is it a game, but now it's a game with life, which is, it's a game where the robots are making us, you can't fully function without automated help, and now automated help is starting to limit human access to things. Because imagine this procedure of coming up with your password was so complex that you really couldn't do it on your own. Now, what does that mean? Like, how many characters long, or is it going to become more than characters at some point? Like, I don't like the way that Google is approaching this. I don't like the fact that Google is going this route with, okay, you got to get more complex. That's not it. Here's the deal. If you have a problem with someone accessing your stuff in someone else's name, then you monitor where it's being accessed. Of course you do, with IP addresses and stuff and devices that it's on. And not through this weird complex password thing. It's odd. It's very odd. Well, anyway. But it's a new protocol. And I bet you that all of the places where we value our online access to things and ability to do information banking, all that stuff, you know, the complexity in monitoring when you're using it and how they know it's you and everything, that's only getting stronger everywhere. And now it's, you can, I really see it with the NHL password. It's a Google password, really, I think. So, anyway, all right, well, what do we do now? What do we do if this becomes the norm? At least for now. Is there an arms race of characters or something? Because the reason why this works with characters and why the length of characters is the only thing we have on our side right now as humans in cryptography. The only thing we have is length. The reason why that's okay is because everyone you add infinitely multiplies out the possibilities when just testing it. Now, here's the problem, though, with artificial intelligence guessing people's passwords, is if you do anything related to your life in any way, and especially if you're carrying forth grandfather passwords all over the place because you don't check into every little thing that you have a password for every single day. The psychology of guessing passwords and the social engineering of guessing passwords is something that I'm sure artificial intelligence is, people are working on it all the time, and implementing a winning strategy over the current way that brains and people keep passwords and use them as words is something that is obviously going to be mastered, and probably a huge leap has occurred and is on the black market, which is why Google is requiring something that the systems can't handle yet. They're asking us as people to evolve in our password selection because the evil ones now can guess all of our passwords. It's a way of mind reading. It's a brute force social engineering mind reading, but it's still a fact of life and we should all should see it coming. So now what do we do? This is why I wanted a pod. What do we do with this? Well, in the immediate, we use the length on our side. So now we have to add characters to stuff. And also outside of just adding characters, we have to add different ways that are unguessable by the selective whatever. So I think that if we create, passwords are awful. The solution is passwords are awful, but how do we win the password? All right, then we just use really long character stuff. I'd say somebody sets up a website called like grab a password where it's just a random, I can create an Excel file to do this. I'll create an Excel file to do this. We'll call it the CryptoSprap. Nice. Yeah, let's do the CryptoSprap and I'll show you how this thing can automatically generate passwords for us so that we don't have to worry about it. Just create something, then you store it, and then anytime you need it, you still have this weak link of being able to reset it by email. That also has to be solved. The real solution to the problem is we value the integrity of a factual recollection of transactions and events, meaning we value that the bank knows that you wrote this check to your mortgage company every month and they know that you signed off on it and the mortgage company got it. That's something that historically, if the mortgage company all of a sudden went belly up and tried to sue you for stuff, you'd have bank records from an independent source that verified that you made these payments to this person because they verified both parties essentially in the transaction a lot of times. Now, we all value that as truth, right? So because all that stuff is kind of recorded now and many different streams of people can be recording or companies or agencies, all kinds of things can record and do a lot of stuff. Because that's all there, how come NHL.com and Google can't use that when determining if I'm using my NHL subscription appropriately? Like I'm not going on and streaming my games on the internet to people for free or something like that. That's something that my ISP or my cell phone provider or whatever would be able to monitor in some way or see and then coordinate with Google or NHL.com if they think that that's going on. Like there's so many ways around it that like, why do I have to set up a 900 character password? You got to be better about knowing who's using your service and why. And I think that we all kind of give up this privacy with our companies that we work with and our data that goes out. But at the same time, well, we hope that they're in good hands. We hope it's in good hands and we hope that they're doing what's right. Like if I'm like dabbling in child porn or something all the time, I should be reported and I should go to jail. And I don't think anybody's arguing that somebody's privacy rights were violated if that stuff is caught transferring on their ISP to their stuff. Like it's going through someone else's source to get to you. So why should that agency not be able to peek in and take a look at what that is? I know it sucks that we have to live like that, but let's just accept that people are people. And the reckoning of truth is that what I call this is upon us. And it's just life. And so there's a lot of ways to go with that. Are we 17 minutes in? 13:45. Wow. My perception of time is slightly off. What can we finish out with a few more minutes? Looking at cars. Looking at buying a car. That's right. Looking at buying a car. What am I going to get? I don't know. I'm thinking convertible again, though. You know what the problem is? Having a six-year-old son and then wanting to get a convertible. I basically got denied by a concerned motherly friend of mine who would not sell me, and rightfully so, a two-seater Mazda Miata. Now, I don't really like Miatas anyway, so it's not a big deal. But she's like, you have a six-year-old that's right here. I'm not selling you this car. She's like, if something ever happened to that child, she's like, you'd see me, you could come to the house and pick me up in the closet because I would be hanging by I would have hung myself if that happened to your son. So no, you will not be driving the car. And you know what? She's right. She's absolutely right. One can dream though. So I guess it's got to be a four-seater convertible, just like the Audi. The Audi was a tank, dude. That car was awesome. That car was great. Anyway, a couple more minutes. I mean, everything that's going through my mind is like a 10-minute conversation. I want to put you through that. Is there anything light and fun? buying a car. How much did you spend on a used car that you want to kill, put 100,000 miles on in a year? What do you do? I think you can find something for under 8 grand that's fun. That's what I'm going for. It's the problem. The price was right on the Miata. It's so sad. It's okay, though. All right, I'll cut it short. I'm so freaking busy. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. God. All right, I'll tell people to fast forward to this. I can do this for a minute. March Madness is a word, and it's upon us. And it's starting in like 24 hours. There's going to be selections, and I'm going to have brackets going out everywhere. So everyone who's up for that, and who's been sending me money and sending me requests, I love how people are like, this is so funny about March Madness. I love it for so many reasons. All right, the bracket is my Excel dream come true. It's just me splooging in Excel and everyone loving it and helping everyone's life. And I love that part of it. I also love there's the math of it. Oh, there's the gambling, of course. Everyone gets to gamble for free. It's everyone's pass on gambling and throwing in 20 bucks and somebody who knows nothing about basketball winning. I love that. And even though I have never run a tournament ever. And if I've entered one, I never gave any money. I don't think I've ever entered anything, which is absolutely true. What I've done is I had done in the past tournaments where anyone who sends me their brackets, I throw them into the thing and I do videos about them. And I have a fictitious, not a fictitious, but a real winner at the end, but they get nothing because there's no money and nobody anything in it. So it doesn't matter. It's just me doing videos. But this year, I don't know, I feel like under Trump, everything should be legal when it comes to this stuff. So I don't know, they're better. Hey, Trump, you know what? Raise taxes with a freaking March Madness tournament. I'm going to give Trump a great idea. Just because it's a broader idea that will be accepted throughout. How about Trump's desperate for money for all his legal fees to defend against all the Russians. So he needs to bring in some Russian money. I will set up the Trump defense bracket fund starting tomorrow. Show you how easy it is to do. And anyone who wants to, it'll be like a 50-50 raffle. You can give anything you want, and half goes to the Trump defense legal fund. That I'll just, I haven't talked to them about this at all, but I would just give them a check if they want it. I know they set one up in Delaware. Rachel Maddow told me about it. She's always right. And half will go, not because I want Trump to win, but because this is funny. Half will go to that, and the other half will, you win. Other half, you get it, right? I think you can do that. They do 50-50 raffles at like hockey games and stuff. 50-50 Trump defense fund bracket. You can set it up. It's off the NCAA men's tournament. And I'll get the teams up Sunday night. And maybe that'll be my video this year. People that are paying me for the bracket, I'm keeping that money. But anybody who wants to enter the 50-50 raffle, I will check legally. I'll call Rachel and see if it's cool. And if she says it's fine, then we'll set it up. We'll do it. I love March Madness. It's here. You're going to see a lot of videos. It's my most popular time of the year. Even grandpa's doing videos. It's a hell of a good old time. I'm entering this thing. Maybe I'll win the Trump defense raffle. Maybe it'll be just me entering it. I don't know. Kim Bourbon's out.